Scotty's ear.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Atlanta protests, vigil in Dallas. I'm Elliot Francis. 16 people arrested overnight in Atlanta during another night of demonstrations over the recent police-involved shootings of two black men. Correspondent Polo Sandoval was there.
I tried to talk to as many people as I can to try to see what message they want to really make its way throughout the city and really throughout the country, and that is accountability, not just in the departments here, police departments here in Georgia, but also throughout the country.
After marching to the governor's mansion, Atlanta Police Chief George Turner showed up to talk with the city's protest leaders. Meanwhile, in Dallas overnight, a vigil held in honor of the five police officers gunned down by a sniper last week. Here's Dallas Police Chief David Brown.
Godspeed. God bless you. God bless the Dallas Police Department. Thank you.
President Obama expected in Dallas today to speak at an interfaith service for the shooting victims. I'm Elliot Francis. It appears Hillary Clinton's primary rival, Bernie Sanders, will endorse her candidacy for the White House at a campaign event later today. More from correspondent Steve Kastenbaum.
Sanders routinely questioned Clinton's judgment, citing her votes on foreign trade deals and taking money from special interest groups. He brought up her voting record at the CNN debate in Brooklyn.
I question a judgment which voted for the war in Iraq.
But he always said he'd do whatever it would take to stop Trump from becoming president. Well, that something is coming in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where Sanders will join Clinton at a campaign stop for the first time and endorse his rival. This comes after the Democratic Platform Committee adopted some of his positions on several key issues. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Britain's Conservative Party has confirmed that Theresa May has been elected party leader with immediate effect. That means she'll become the UK's next prime minister. Current PM David Cameron says he'll step down Wednesday. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The next surge in Metro's SafeTrack program starts this morning, and it poses an even bigger challenge for people trying to get to Reagan National Airport.
Instead of a closure just south of Reagan Airport, as Surge 3 was, Surge 4 closes the blue and yellow lines to the north of the airport, from Pentagon City to the airport station.
Passengers traveling on the Metro Rail system between Reagan National and Pentagon City will have to take Metro shuttle buses.
Airport spokeswoman Kimberly Gibbs says they'll keep going with the signage and announcements that worked well during the last surge.
We've been encouraging passengers who drive to the airport to allow for extra time because there may be added congestion on our roadways. And we've also been encouraging non-airport traffic to avoid the airport during this safe track work.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A federal judge has ruled in favor of a Northern Virginia delegate to the Republican National Convention who said he didn't want to be bound to vote for Donald Trump. That delegate, Beau Correll, had gone to court challenging a Virginia law that requires him to vote for the candidate who won the primary, in this case Trump. Political scientist Stephen Farnsworth says this case is important for one reason.
This is a breath of life in Virginia, at least, for the Never Trump movement.
Beau Correll had vowed he'd rather face a misdemeanor charge than vote for Trump. D.C. police are investigating the weekend shooting death of a young staffer for the Democratic National Committee. Police say 27-year-old Seth Rich was shot to death about a block from his home in Northwest Washington early Sunday morning. Police say there were no witnesses. They have no suspects. Rich worked as the voter expansion data director of the DNC. A Baltimore judge has dropped an assault charge against the police officer who's currently on trial in the Freddie Gray case. Lieutenant Brian Rice still faces charges, though, of manslaughter, reckless endangerment, and misconduct. Judge Barry Williams dropped the assault charge after the prosecution rested its case. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,227, the Nasdaq at 49.89. Sports: Bryce Harper's the starting right fielder for the National League in tonight's All-Star game. The Orioles' Manny Machado will be the starting third baseman for the American League. Miami Marlins slugger Giancarlo Stanton wins the home run derby. WMAL News Time, 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM. At AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS. And Rescue Router.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, keep alert. Southeast Southwest Freeway. You come off of the inbound 11th Street Bridge, heading near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Reports of a crash. Crews are on their way to check it out. Checking you out on the Virginia Beltway Inner Loop in Annandale. Had the overnight road work. Looks like that's picked up. You might still see some activity on the shoulder, but the delay actually pretty much eased. So coming around that stretch, just keep alert. For 395, no problems reported out of Stafford and up through to the Beltway. 270, nice and quiet start. Maryland Beltway without any early troubles. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should have another relatively dry and warm day today. Seasonable temperatures in the upper 80s and just a pop-off shower thunderstorm this afternoon. Rain not widespread. Tonight 72, late day thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 74 in Alexandria, 72 in Kensington, 74 in Washington. Imprisoned Army soldier Chelsea Manning says she's okay after a reported suicide attempt. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 5:07 on WMAL Tuesday morning. Time to get up and make the donuts. Time to get up and, as my dad used to say, be somebody. Time to accomplish something. Time to carpe the diem. And we've got stuff to keep you informed, to keep you entertained all morning long. At 7:05 this morning, I think one of the best young reporters in this town right now, Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner. She's been following the Hillary Clinton email story, and she is going to give us the very latest on that. 7:35, national security issue with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. At 8:05, attorney for the man who is a Virginia delegate for, well, he doesn't want to be a delegate for Donald Trump, and he was told yesterday, as far as the state's concerned, they can't make you and they can't fine you, but there is more to the story. He'll join us at 8:05. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow from CNBC. Larry O'Connor will be back tomorrow, but today, sitting in his chair, is Jesse Jane Duff, retired Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant.
Pundit
around town. Good to see you.
We
have to go through this little thing every time you visit, so
yes,
you can post it on Facebook.
Twitter.
Yes. Where we take a picture of you.
Yes, we actually have a leg chair here.
I mean, that's a very controversial thing these days. if you want to see Jesse Jane Duff, I mean, nobody should look this good at 5:08 in the morning.
It takes a lot of work and a Red Bull and coffee.
It's good to have you here, Jesse Jane.
Thank you.
Always. Start off this morning with a question about whether or not Hillary Clinton should be getting top national security briefings when she becomes the nominee here in a couple of weeks. Here's the background on that, if you don't know. Every time we have a convention and somebody is officially made the nominee of the party, by tradition, they start getting national security briefings. So that will happen for Donald Trump. That will happen for Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are those who believe, given the way, the very sloppy way that she handled national security materials when she was Secretary of State, that she should be denied that.
Right.
Chief among them is the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Here's a little bit of what he has to say about this.
FBI director himself just said, even though all of this mishandling and reckless behavior occurred, compromising sensitive classified material, he didn't recommend criminal penalties, but he did recommend administrative penalties. And typically what happens in this case, that person's cut off.
That's true. I mean, if there's somebody who has mishandled national security information, one of the first things that happens is that they have their security clearances removed or are restricted while there's an investigation going
on. Exactly.
We know that she was extremely careless, according to the FBI director, with the handling of material. So is Paul Ryan right when he says she should be cut off?
She will get access to very, very sensitive classified information. And so I think it just stands to reason that a person who has just been found against what she had said for handling mishandling classified information, that that's only stands to reason that that happened. But we may pursue legislation if the DNI doesn't do this.
DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, who is James Clapper. James Clapper has said, for the record, telling in a letter to Paul Ryan, she's going to get the briefings. So look, I know this morning that there are a lot of people out there who work in the national security environment. You don't have to give your name. You can give me a fake name on this one so you can protect yourself. But you know how sensitive this data is, the data are, and I'm wondering how you feel about the decision by the DNC, the Director of National Intelligence, to give these briefings to Hillary Clinton, even though we know she's been irresponsible in the handling of classified information in the past. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I'll just tell you my opinion. I think it's very clear from the way I've set this up. I don't think she should. I mean, at the very least, she should be restricted from this. Now, the other side of this, Jesse Jane, is that well, you know, the reason they do it is so that if you become the president of the United States, you're not starting from ground zero. You've already sort of been brought into the system. You have some idea about what's going on in the world around you and some of the best intelligence that we have, and so you're better prepared to be president. That's the other side of the argument. What do you think?
Well, if she isn't getting the briefings, it's also going to be perceived as a big political equation by Paul Ryan and the Republicans trying to circumvent her every step of the way. Whether they are or not doesn't really concern me. What concerns me is that it shouldn't have gotten to this point anyway. As we all know, most people on active duty or who have clearances, who work in the security industry, have always had their clearances revoked, whether they're under investigation and particularly under the circumstances. So the horse already left the barn. In reality, they weren't going to admonish her in any way, shape, or form. So why are they starting now? It's more or less kind of like a little bit too late to, you know, the milk has already been poured out of the bottle, so to speak.
Yeah, no crying over spilt milk, you're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just feel very strongly that in these sensitive secrets are so worthy of being protected that and we have a track record here of extreme callous disregard for keeping these materials protected, and given that, I think it would be maybe you give the vice president, maybe the Hillary's vice presidential those briefings, so that at least somebody is up to speed on it. But I'm not sure she should get those. It's a very difficult question, because if she is indeed the president, don't you want her to be up to speed on day one?
This is what boils down to, is they let this go for, 6 years? We were well aware, you know, there was so much going on that obviously the State Department was not enforcing their own systems of security. The State Department also is liable in this because they've allowed it. So many people allowed it. There's a lot of people that should have their clearances revoked under this investigation. As I said, though, the toothpaste is already out, and if it's revoked, it's going to be perceived as a political gesture, because it's obvious that the fix is in, that they've already brushed it under the rug, and we're all supposed to turn the other way. So, you know what? This is a great talking point for her opponent. This is a great opportunity for her opponent to drive in that it's a fixed system, that there's special privileges granted to her regardless of her, because of her status.
Well, to the phone lines we go. Tony in Arlington, you start us off this morning. You're on with Brian, and this morning it's Jesse Jane Duff in for Larry O'Connor.
Hey, yeah, you know, this is a political ploy. You know, under the 13 adjudicative guidelines, you know, asking ODNI to revoke her clearance, you basically would be saying the same thing for Trump, because what you'll be granting him is an interim clearance. You can't have any questionable issues on the 13 adjudicative guidelines. And, you know, he has financial consideration and personal conduct. You know, he has cases currently pending. He's going on an IRS investigation. Nobody's granted a clearance who's being audited by the IRS. So, you know, it's a political ploy. In addition to that, presidents don't get clearances because they're considered vetted by the people. Let the people decide and then let it go.
But I mean, but we know that she was not responsible in handling classified information before, correct?
Again, if you do it for her, you would have to do the same thing for Trump, because you know that he has financial issues. You know that he has personal conduct issues.
We don't know that.
So you would have to do the same thing for him and not grant him a clearance, because because he has adjudicative issues also.
No, we don't know that he's being investigated for something fraudulent. A lot of people get audited. That in itself is not going to be grounds of removing
Trump,
a clearance.
Trump University.
That's a different one than the IRS.
That's not the IRS. That's an investigation.
But regardless, nobody's granted a clearance who has a current court case. They're never granted an interim clearance. Nobody is. You have to go through the whole process.
In her case, it's quite apparent that she's already misused classified material.
Well,
so that in itself is
there's
is
an
a big
investigation
issue.
Right now, as far as we can tell, into her activities in regards to the Clinton Foundation and whether there was a pay to play. So there, you know, that levels that playing field, I suppose. Well, listen, here's the question: who's right? Is it Paul Ryan who says she should not get the briefings, or the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, who has said, oh no, she's going to get them. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Right now, 5:15, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, we start off with a crash heading through town on the Southeast Southwest Freeway. If you are coming off of the 11th Street Bridge, heading toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, this will affect you as you pass the tunnel. That's where the crash is reported to be. DDOT on their way, so do watch for the response there. Coming across the 14th Street Bridge, 395, that's open from the Beltway. No problems there, but you might see some of that activity from the westbound crash. Around the Beltway we go. Virginia, Maryland, good. In from the west, no troubles. 66, Greenway, Toll Road. Safe track surge number 4 now in effect until July 18th, which closes the blue and yellow lines between Pentagon City and Reagan National Airport. Now, in addition to that, this morning, there is some unscheduled track repairs going on the green and yellow line. They're single tracking between Greenbelt and PG Plaza. Expect delays. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible today, a high of around 88. Tonight, again, a stray shower is possible. Tomorrow, they say an 80% chance of rain with a high of 85. That'll be Wednesday. Thursday, slight chance of thunderstorm. So I guess it's that time of year where you always have a slight chance. Highs in the mid-90s. On Friday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-90s. And just looking ahead to the weekend, looking pretty good. Temperatures in the low 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 73 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan sent a letter over to the Director of National Intelligence after the FBI director gave his report on Hillary's handling of classified data. Now, no case will be brought, but he says, look, Paul Ryan says, we shouldn't allow Hillary to get these classified briefings given the way she has handled classified materials in the past. Apparently, in a return letter, the Director of National Intelligence, Clapper, has said, we're going to give it to her. So who's right here? I mean, should we deny Hillary Clinton classified briefings that are traditionally given candidates once they become the nominees? Or should we say in this particular case, she's shown such a disregard for the handling of such materials that perhaps we should not do that? Carol in Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff this morning.
Hillary should not get the briefings. She's shown that she doesn't know what a classified document is when she really should have. And she obviously didn't care.
You just think it's that simple, clear, cut and dried. Let's do it.
It's just that black and white.
All right.
You know, when you sit there and say, I'm too ignorant to know what a classified document is, that kind of says it all to me.
All right. Thank you for that, Carol. Greatly appreciate it. Bill in D.C., what should happen in a case like this?
Well, I'll tell you, I've had my security clearance revoked based on suspicion. Even after I was cleared, I was not re-granted my security clearance. And Hillary Clinton here has very boldly and obviously violated the release of sensitive information. Trump has never held a security clearance, so there's no reason for his to be revoked. Even if he is under a court case or not, he's not guilty of anything. But yet Hillary Clinton has proven that she cannot be held accountable or is responsible enough
to be handling national security items.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand it if you get elected, because as one of our earlier callers said, you have been vetted by the people.
Right,
the people have known this about you and have decided they still want you to lead, and so therefore you get a pass. But she's not, the only thing she will have been vetted by is by one party when she becomes the nominee.
I don't know that she can win, though, with one party unless every Republican stays home. I mean, this election is going to require a lot of people. What it boils down to, though, is in this area, there's a lot of people with security clearances, and we all know, I'm including myself, I've been working in the security field for years, and far less egregious activity on my part would have resulted in it being revoked. And yes, the first caller did indicate that Donald Trump had some issues or concerns, but he had not been found guilty, and under the conditions with these presidential candidates, we've never stipulated that before. So, but she has a clearance.
Yeah. And by the way, there are a couple of congressional referrals that are now being sent over from Capitol Hill. One has to do with whether or not Hillary Clinton lied before Congress in that 11 hours of testimony she gave before the Benghazi committee. Mm-hmm. That referral has been sent forward by Jason Chaffetz of the Oversight Committee. And there's another one floating around that looks like it's going to be sent over that has to do with the Clinton Foundation, and whether or not it is a criminal enterprise. Marsha Blackburn, Representative Marsha Blackburn, sending around a letter, getting a lot of signatures, and suggests that that referral will also be going over to the FBI for further investigation. So there are continuing developing, and by the way, the Inspector General at the State Department has reopened the investigation into Hillary's handling of classified information.
Right. They had to postpone it while the FBI was investigating.
So this is not over.
No, it's not over. And the fact is, she signed a document understanding what her responsibilities were. Donald Trump's going to be given the same document. This is what I'm on the school of thought. When it's a presidential candidate, they should have access. However, they signed that document, and they have to stipulate they understand the conditions in which they have that clearance. She already signed it, and she blew it.
Well, to be honest with you, apparently the State Department cannot find any evidence that she was ever briefed on the handling of classified information. Can you believe that?
Well, that's interesting.
Now, I mean, she may have gotten a briefing, but they can't find the document that shows that she did that.
Everybody has said that she has signed the particular form, but again, a lot of media just runs with what they've heard. Hearsay, I guess.
There was a FOIA request for the document that showed that she had done it, and they can't find it.
Oh,
so that's that. All right, should Hillary be denied her national security briefings once she becomes the nominee? It's a debate going on in this town right now. 522. More of your calls straight ahead.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Summer vacation season is now upon us, and you need to think about whether or not your home is protected while you're away. And by the way, if you have a home security system monitoring service, how much are you paying for that service? Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? Well, that's too much. You're paying way too much. And I'm going to tell you about a deal that will save you a lot of money. Call Ackerman Security Systems, and here's what you'll get. You'll get monitoring of burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide for just $19.95 a month. So here's the deal. You can switch over for free. It doesn't cost anything to switch over. And you can start saving immediately because you're going to pay less than you're paying for that other service. But here is what makes it the perfect time to make this decision. Backed by popular demand, the best offer you ever get from the Ackerman folks, the best one I've seen, switch your service to Ackerman by July 31st, and you'll get up to 6 months of monitoring absolutely free. So it doesn't cost you anything to switch over. That's a good deal. You're going to get to pay less when you start paying, and for 6 months, you're not going to pay anything. Why are you waiting? Why are you not switching over to Ackerman? It only makes sense. Call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family. Remember, make the switch by July 31st. Get 6 months of monitoring free. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause workplace injuries at small businesses everywhere. A shovel that causes a landscaper to trip and break his arm. A pair of scissors that lands on a florist's toe. A puddle of coffee that makes a waiter slip and fall. Is it fair?
Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail. With workers' compensation, property and liability insurance. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Find out how you can earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. With 90 programs and specializations for today's in-demand careers, you'll gain the skills you need to fulfill your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Southeast Southwest Freeway, the crash near the 3rd Street Tunnel. If you're coming off of the 11th Street Bridge, continuing onto the freeway toward the 14th Street Bridge, do watch police arriving to the scene in the left lane for the crash. Virginia 95, a little bit of volume through Stafford. And then we're seeing those brake lights, Dale City to Woodbridge, beyond up through to the Beltway. Good, quiet onto the Beltway through Annandale, Tysons. If you're heading Beltway toward the Wilson Bridge with no problems. 66 looks good both inside and outside of the Capitol Beltway. For Metrorail, safe surge track number 4 is in effect now until July 18th. The blue and yellow lines shut down between Pentagon City and Reagan National Airport. However, in addition, this morning, green-yellow line single tracking between Greenbelt and PG Plaza due to unscheduled track work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should have another relatively dry and warm day today. Seasonable temperatures in the upper 80s and just a pop-off shower thunderstorm this afternoon. Rain not widespread. Tonight, 72. Late-day thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 526 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Hey, listen, we're talking about Hillary Clinton because, you know, when she becomes the nominee, as is the tradition, she will start once again getting classified briefings. Donald Trump will get them too. But given the fact that Hillary Clinton has shown that she can't handle classified data in a responsible way, the Speaker of the House believes she should be denied those briefings. And the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, has responded saying, nope, we're going to give them to her. Sorry, Mr. Speaker. What do you think? Who's right here? John and Frederick, you're on with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff here this morning.
Good morning. I'd like to say I do agree that the ship has sailed. I don't agree with any classified information before the election. I think there's plenty of time to brief whoever wins after the election, and because it's based on a need-to-know basis, and I don't think they need to know at this point. I'd also like to say that when you get down to it, a clearance is based on, and I don't think we can trust Hillary, and I think the thing that we need to deny her is the White House.
All right, yeah. No. They don't get everything. You know, in these briefings, there's still some secrets that they do not.
And he does bring up a valid point that it's not a sitting president right now who would have access where their opponent does not. These are two people who are kind of could theoretically be in the same playing field.
Yeah. Okay. So there we have it. The discussion will continue. By the way, we'll ask Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Sarah Westwood, a reporter for the Washington Examiner, about this later in the program. It's 5:28.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Did you hear what Associate Justice Ginsburg had to say about Donald Trump? If you didn't, we'll fill you in, and it may cause her some problems. Time for the news, 5:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A memorial service is scheduled today in Dallas for the five police officers gunned down last week. Both President Obama and former President George W. Bush will speak at that service. Meanwhile, investigators continue uncovering new information about the shooter.
One of the things that investigators and detectives are taking a much closer look at and trying to unravel is the bomb-making explosives that was removed and found at Micah Johnson's house. We've been told by a federal law enforcement source that there was about 3.5 pounds of different kinds of explosive material that was found inside the home. But what is not clear is what the intention of that was.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera, 16 people were arrested overnight in Atlanta in a protest against police violence.
Hundreds of demonstrators, part of the Black Lives Matter movement, made their way here to the Georgia governor's mansion, calling for accountability, for transparency, calling for justice. Meanwhile, several police officers, not just here on the ground, but also in the air, keeping a very sharp eye on the crowd.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval. Metro today moves from Surge 3 to Surge 4 in its ambitious 10-month SafeTrack program. And this new surge will again affect travelers trying to get to and from Reagan National Airport. Surge 4 will close the Crystal City station. Blue and yellow line trains will end at Pentagon City, then start up again at the airport station. Shuttle buses will be available. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,227. The Nasdaq at 49.89. Sports outfielder Bryce Harper is one of four Nationals at the All-Star game tonight, although he's the only starter. Manny Machado of the Orioles is in the AL starting lineup. Miami's Giancarlo Stanton wins the home run derby. NBA Wizards owner Ted Leonsis says the team has had a very productive offseason. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Every time you pull up to your home, you notice it. Your neighbors probably notice it too. Your paint, it's fading, chipping, peeling. Are you going to paint your home yourself? Not a chance. Going to pay someone every few years to paint? That makes no sense. The solution is RhinoShield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line with RhinoShield, you'll never have to paint again. Guaranteed. It's perfect for wood, brick, stucco, vinyl, and steel siding. And unlike vinyl, it won't mold or mildew. Call now to take advantage of our summer special. Save up to 25% off, plus 1 year, same as cash financing. That's like using someone else's money for a year. Hurry, call now. 844-RHINO-80. That's 844-RHINO-80. Or visit us at CoatRhinoShield.com. That's CoatRhinoShield.com.
Go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Not a bad start to the morning rush hour. 270, the volume starting to form out of Frederick, heading down past Urbana and Hyattstown. Around the Beltway, though, Maryland, Virginia, still pretty decent pace for everyone. Volume on 95, Virginia, and Aquia, Woodbridge, good through Newington, up to the Beltway, 395 wide open across the 14th Street Bridge. 66, starting to see some more cars pushing between Manassas and Centerville. On the freeway, DDOT had reported a crash westbound freeway just after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Still seeing a little bit of activity there, but not causing too much of a backup. Metro Rail, in addition to having SafeTrack Surge number 4 in effect this morning, which shuts down the blue and yellow lines between Pentagon City and Reagan National Airport, they are single-tracking green line commuters. Expect delays. The green and yellow line single-tracking between Greenbelt and PG Plaza due to unscheduled track repairs. Now from Garage DoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will stay in check here. Upper 80s today. Hit or miss storm this afternoon. Very warm morning, partly to mostly cloudy. And then partly cloudy this afternoon. Hit or miss storm early tonight, 72. And then tomorrow we'll have late day thunderstorms come in. Good chance, too, at a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Woodbridge, 64 in Germantown, 74 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. Tuesday morning, we're up at Adam. And at 7:05, we're going to talk to Washington Examiner Sarah Westwood, who's been covering all of the Hillary controversies. And by the way, one of the best young reporters in this town. Very aggressive, doing great work. Sarah Westwood, 7:05. 7:35, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us to talk about national security issues of the day. There's a guy who is a delegate in Virginia. His name's Bo Cordell. And yesterday, he got a favorable ruling that says he doesn't have to support Donald Trump. And the state can't make him. The state party cannot make him. His lawyer will join us at 8:05. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. Larry O'Connor's back tomorrow. In the house today, Jesse Jane Duff. That's ably me. Filling the Larry O'Connor seat. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much, motivators. Good morning.
All right, so let's talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's said some things that are quite troubling, and I'm going to explain to you why this is troubling. First of all, you know, justices of the Supreme Court, associate justices and the Chief Justice, have always got to be very careful about what they say when it comes to politics. That's because they are often asked to rule on matters that are political.
Yes.
And many people remember Bush v. Gore. Uh-huh. And how critical it was and how the Supreme Court decided that. Well, listen to what she said in an interview with the New York Times. Are you ready for this? She's talking about Donald Trump as president. And she's doing this interview in the Supreme Court and talking to a New York Times reporter. She says, I can't imagine what this place would be, talking about the Supreme Court. I can't imagine what the country would be with Donald Trump as our president. For the country, it would be 4 years. For the court, it could be, well, I don't even want to contemplate that. She's suggesting saying that if Donald Trump becomes the president of the United States, there'll be a lot of cases that are sent to the Supreme Court for decisions, and she didn't want to contemplate that. Then she quoted her late husband, who said about such matters, "Now it's time for us to move to New Zealand."
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that's tongue-in-cheek. I think she's joking, but she has demonstrated in these comments a dislike for Donald Trump. What if we have a Bush v. Gore case? What if the presidency, you know, somehow gets hung up in some kind of constitutional question, as it did in the year 2000 with Bush and Gore, and the Supreme Court has to make the final call? And here's another thing to contemplate. We got a 4-4 court right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a 4-4 court, it will be a tie. Probably as to who would prevail, it would seem. It's very possible it would be a tie.
And she would receive...
And she said these things that suggest that she has an animus towards Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's quite obvious she's uncomfortable with Donald Trump, suggesting that she would move to New Zealand. And anybody who has served under multiple commanders-in-chief, I just find that despicable. Like, suck it up, lady. Because, honestly, I had multiple presidents I served under, from Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, Bush. We all go through a period where we're not necessarily comfortable, but do your job. You know, it's simple to me. I think she would have to recuse herself if it came down to a vote like that, where it's tied, chads.
But who's going to make her?
Jesse Jane Duff will.
You stand
I've
up.
Decided I will go up there to the Supreme Court.
Charge right across that bar.
Yes, that wouldn't be hard.
But
I'll arm wrestle
it's
her.
More than that, though, because not only has she said things that suggest she has a low opinion of Donald Trump, she has said things that suggest she has a very high opinion of the other candidate.
Yes.
Take a listen.
We have seen women heads of state in Israel, in India, and that doesn't necessarily mean that the rest of society will progress along the same lines. I think one thing that make a difference, probably if there is a woman president, she will have many women in positions of importance.
My goodness.
So she seems to be sort of really enamored with the idea of a woman as president.
She likes estrogen in office, obviously.
But hold on a minute. So she has said things that are derogatory mm-hmm. about Donald Trump.
Of course.
And says that maybe it would be time to go to New Zealand. And of course, you know, I think you could say, well, maybe she was joking about that. But it talks about her state of mind about that candidate.
She's
she doesn't
joking.
Like him.
She's not joking. She's a calculated woman. She's smart. She knows to speak publicly. It's going on the record.
And on the other hand, she has said these things that suggest that she is rather enamored with the idea of a woman as president. So doesn't that suggest that she has a bias that would be at play if a presidential election ended up before the Supreme Court, as it did in Bush v. Gore?
It just demonstrates to me that she is so clouded with political views, because the mere fact that she is somebody, a sitting justice, and all of these legal matters have arisen over Hillary Clinton, you would think her eyebrows would even be going up before she is making such vicious remarks or slanderous remarks against Donald Trump. The reality is she's a Supreme Court justice. She pushes the envelope. She has a very, this article we're reading indicates she has a huge cult following on the left, and she enjoys that, every bit of it. She likes the attention. She's not going anywhere. Everybody knows that. She'll stay here. She'll probably stay in that seat until she passes away, honestly. I don't think she's going to retire.
Or a guy by the name of Louis, this is on the Washington Post today, Louis Varelli at Stetson University, says that public comments like the one Justice Ginsburg just made could be seen as grounds for her to recuse herself from a case involving a future Trump administration. I don't necessarily think she would be required to do that, but I certainly don't believe that she would in every instance, but it could invite challenges to her impartiality based on her public comments.
Oh,
but as far
yes.
as I can tell, there is nobody who can make a Supreme Court Associate Justice recuse him or
you
herself.
You know, Donald Trump will say, look, the fix is in. He'd be doing it again, and he would make that point.
Well, apparently the fix is in. 5:43.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military.
According to a DoD news release, during Defense Secretary Ash Carter's visit to Baghdad yesterday, he met with Iraqi leaders, coalition commanders, and U.S. troops, and announced that the United States, in close consultation with the Iraqi government, will deploy an additional 560 troops to Iraq to assist in the fight against the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. You can find the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sale of the year at Chamonix is finally here. It's the summer blowout sale. Now, you've heard me rave about the amazing GenuCell plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes. I use it every day, and I love it. I swear by it, and you should too. And now, for the first time ever, you can get Chamonix's remarkable Lassance neck treatment to try absolutely risk-free. Lassance has powerful antioxidants to tighten the sensitive area of your neck, leaving your skin silky smooth. With its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. When you call right now, Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. And it gets even better because right now, if you order, you're going to get free express shipping. Call them, please. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Don't wait. This crazy summer sale won't be around forever. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And not too much to talk about this early morning rush hour other than the volume forming heading through town. DC 295 north toward the Naval Research Lab, southbound toward Pennsylvania Avenue 50 as you push through Chevrolet to New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Now, we did have the crash on the freeway, westbound freeway just after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Looks like we do still have some activity along the left side there. So coming off the 11th Street Bridge, you'll start to see some of those brake lights. For 95 and through Stafford and Woodbridge, volume 66 into Centerville. Now, the problem with Metro Rail this morning, they are now under SafeTrack Surge number 4, which shuts down the blue and yellow lines between Pentagon City and Reagan National Airport. However, Green Line commuters also expect delays. The green yellow lines are single tracking between Greenbelt and PG Plaza due to unscheduled track repairs. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should have another relatively dry and warm day today. Seasonable temperatures in the upper 80s and just a pop-off shower thunderstorm this afternoon. Rain not widespread. Tonight, 72. Late-day thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 73 degrees, 547 on WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk. That's very dramatic music there. All right, so this is a sad story, actually, out of Montgomery County. We told you yesterday about how the 911 system failed. It was not acting properly for a lot of yesterday, but for a couple of hours, in the overnight hours, it was completely non-functioning. I mean, it wasn't working at all.
It's terrible.
And, look, one of the things you expect out of your government is that when you dial 911, somebody picks up the phone and says, how can I help you? And that was not happening. In fact, if you dialed 911 for about 2 hours that was after midnight yesterday, it would have, you would have gotten a busy signal.
And that's got to be terrifying for somebody who's in a state of shock and emergency.
Well, and in fact, there was a 40-year-old man who died as a result, apparently, of the family not being able to get through to 911. 40-year-old man had been going through some, I believe it's dialysis, and all of a sudden, at home, starts to have problems breathing, right? So the family, what do? They do what they've always been told, dial 911, do not waste any time. For an hour.
hour. They couldn't get through. They didn't know what to do. They were baffled about why they would get a busy signal. They kept dialing and dialing and dialing, mm-hmm. and they couldn't get through. And they finally came up with the idea of calling the city of Rockville, and they've got through somehow to somebody in Rockville, and they were able to dispatch an ambulance. But when they got there, the man had passed.
Two people actually died.
Yeah, yeah. One guy was 91. It was a 91-year-old woman, actually. But this other man from Twin Brook,
yes, was 40.
Was 40 years old. So I believe that Channel 9 actually, I believe, talked to them about that, and they said, you know, look, we did what we were supposed to do. And,
of course, they did.
Yeah.
Well, they went and posted on social media for people to call their police.
Well, yeah, but not everybody has social media.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, nobody is thinking about checking social media when they're in the state of emergency. The only way you would know that is if you happen to be scrolling through social media and then had an emergency. So it's extremely unfortunate, because what ended up happening is the very system that is designed by our government to protect us, which is the sole responsibility of the government is to protect us, or one of the responsibilities, I should say, failed. Collapsed.
Well, and here's what happened. Here's the background on it, okay? You got a 911 system and you have a backup system. If the main 911 system goes down, you revert to the backup system. But they were already on the backup system because they were doing maintenance on the main system. So the main system was not functioning. The backup system was the one they were relying upon. Apparently, an air conditioning system malfunctioned. The server got hot. And sort of went on the fritz, as servers and sophisticated computer equipment will do when it gets too hot. So, I mean, it was basically an air conditioning issue. They put 911 at risk. It took them a while. They got it back up. But, I mean, you know, how in the world can you be in a situation like that where the only system that you have that protects the public, that gets mm-hmm. an ambulance or a police officer on the way in a time of emergency, has a failure? There's no backup to the backup.
They receive about 650 calls a day, and the hours that they shut it down was 11:10 p.m. to about 1:09 a.m. Mm-hmm. And they said that's when they get the least number of calls. Unfortunately, that's when both of these individuals needed the help and died.
Yeah, well, a sad story here, and questions are now being asked about, you know, whether or not they took the reasonable precautions and they're doing an investigation. But, you know, we've had problems with 911 in the district. We've had now problems in Montgomery County. I think not long ago, I think we also had some 911 problems over in Virginia.
You would think they could.
This is something that can't really fail. You got to have a system.
You would
like
think
this
they could revert to maybe another county's 911 system and have it so that it doesn't happen. Again.
Well, questions will be asked, and hopefully we'll get some answers. It is now 5:51 on WMAL. Time to check in with El Rushbo.
Well, America's still reeling from the carnage in Dallas. 12 police officers shot, 5 of them dead. But on Sunday, when he was still in Spain, President Obama delivered a full defense of Black Lives Matter. The president said one of the great things about our country is that people can petition the government. They can protest. They can speak truth to power. Protesting is sometimes messy and controversial, he said. At times, the rhetoric is overheated and counterproductive, he said. But the point is to raise issues. Obama told reporters, I don't think you can hold well-meaning activists who are doing the right thing and peacefully protesting responsible for everything that's uttered at a protest site. He said, I think that the overwhelming majority of people who are involved in the Black Lives Matter movement, what they really want to see is a better relationship between the police and the community so they can feel that it's serving them. Obama compared Black Lives Matter to anti-war, environmental, civil rights, and feminazi protesters, all protesting in the fine traditions of America. Now, I repeat all of that from Obama to ask this. Where was the loving embrace of protest when the Tea Party formed to petition the government to speak truth to his power? Those well-meaning activists were illegally targeted by the IRS in an attempt to wipe them out. Those who did it were never held to account, and under Obama, they won't be.
Equality, it's a sham with this bunch.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
We can do so much with today's technology, like shop and bank online. We can use public Wi-Fi. But those things can expose your personal information to identity thieves. LifeLock believes that you can still feel good about doing all those things and not having to worry, because LifeLock can help protect you from identity theft. Unlike free credit monitoring services, which only detect changes in your credit, LifeLock's proprietary technology detects and alerts you to a huge variety of identity threats. And their U.S.-based specialists work to resolve issues if your identity is ever stolen. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can do a lot more with more peace of mind. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Enrollment takes minutes. Protection starts immediately. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com. Now, promo code RUSH. 10% off your deal, 800-440-4833.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Compared to this.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a little bit busy through town. Coming off of the 11th Street Bridge, heading toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, where crews have been dealing with the crash just after the 3rd Street Tunnel along the left side. DC 295 northbound, I'm a little suspicious. That volume almost back to the Beltway toward the Naval Research Lab. So DDOT crews are going to double check to make sure there's nothing in the way. So be careful there. For 95 Virginia through Stafford, Aquia, Dale City, volume 270 out of Frederick. Slowest stretch as you approach and pass Route 80 Urbana and down toward Hyattstown. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get another dry day today for the most part. Just a passing shower or storm. Otherwise, warm start and a relatively warm finish. 88, better chance of thunderstorms late Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for Ackerman Security Systems. With summer vacations here, is your home protected while you're away? And are you currently paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for your home security monitoring? Friends, that's too much. Listen to this. Call Ackerman. Get protected and save money with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at just $19.95 a month. Plus, switch to Ackerman by July 31st, and you'll get up to 6 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They have a guaranteed response time, and at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service provides you with remote access to view live video and control your locks, your lights, your thermostats from your smartphone or tablet for just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security by July 31st. Make the switch and save with up to 6 months of monitoring free. The number 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause property damage, accidents, and disruption for small businesses everywhere. Torn carpeting to make your customers trip and fall. Faulty pipes that lead to water damage. Lightning bolts ready to knock your power out for days. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail, earning top marks year after year for a superior claims experience. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Coming up in the next hour, did you hear Jeb Bush has been interviewed? He said, who are you going to vote for? And he said,
I can't vote for either one of them.
Uh-oh, are you in the Bush boat? Also, more Pokemon problems